Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. There's a beautiful story over in John chapter 4 where Jesus meets this Samaritan woman and he asks her for a drink of water. And it's interesting. She says, "You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me?" I mean, this was a complete meltdown when it came to culture. I love that Jesus is a counterculture God. I love that the way the world thinks and the way the world acts is not how he acts, that there's a better way and it's always his way. Well, he goes on and he says, "If you only knew the gift God has for you, dear woman, and who are you speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water." And she just looks at him just kind of, "You don't have a rope, you don't have a bucket, how are you going to get this water?" Listen to what Jesus has to say. "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again, but those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." Jesus, my friend, today wants to give you that fresh drink of water. I'll never forget fishing up in this trout lake in the middle of nowhere, Canada, where you had to fly in through a float plane and they literally made coffee and the water we drank out on a boat was straight from the lake. It was that pure. And I just couldn't get enough of it because it was cold and it was fresh. And you know, you don't think water tastes like anything, but it was so different than anything that I had ever had. Jesus is saying he can give us a well within our soul that we would be well and happy with, but it would nourish us from now through eternity. So let's let the Lord bless us today by speaking into our life. I invite you to find a place. If you have to pull over on the side of the road or close your office door or get off the treadmill, and let's find a place where we can be still, where we can be alone, and where we can be quiet. And I'm going to mind the time, and I'm just going to ask you to join me as we ask the Lord to speak into our lives. And then you feel that nudge, pull, or voice. I'm going to mind the time and be back in just a couple of moments. Well, this lady, as you know, She gave her life to Christ and she became born again, and she couldn't stand it. She had to go tell somebody. So today I invite you, just go tell somebody how much you love the Lord and how grateful you are for that living water that bubbles up like a spring within you, known only as Jesus the Lord. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.